Disc 5.
Combining Leavitt's cosmic yardstick with Vesto Slipher's handy red shifts, Edwin Hubble now began to measure selected points in space with a fresh eye. In 1923, he showed that a puff of distant gossamer in the Andromeda constellation known as M31 wasn't a gas cloud at all, but a blaze of stars, a galaxy in its own right, 100,000 light-years across and at least 900,000 light-years away. The universe was vaster, vastly vaster than anyone had ever supposed. In 1924, he produced a landmark paper, Cepheids in Spiral Nebulae. Nebulae, from the Latin for clouds, was his word for galaxies. Showing that the universe consisted not just of the Milky Way, but of lots of independent galaxies, island universes, many of them bigger than the Milky Way and much more distant. This finding alone would have ensured Hubble's reputation, but he now turned to the question of working out just how much vaster the universe was and made an even more striking discovery. Hubble began to measure the spectra of distant galaxies, the business that Slipher had begun in Arizona. Using Mount Wilson's new 100-inch Hooker telescope and some clever inferences, he worked out that all the galaxies in the sky, except for our own local cluster, are moving away from us. Moreover, their speed and distance were neatly proportional. The further away the galaxy, the faster it was moving. This was truly startling. The universe was expanding, swiftly and evenly in all directions. It didn't take a huge amount of imagination to read backwards from this, and realize that it must therefore have started from some central point. Far from being the stable, fixed, eternal void that everyone had always assumed, this was a universe that had a beginning. It might therefore also have an end. The wonder, as Stephen Hawking has noted, is that no one had hit on the idea of the expanding universe before. A static universe, as should have been obvious to Newton and every thinking astronomer since, would collapse in upon itself. There was also the problem that if stars had been burning indefinitely in a static universe, they'd have made the whole intolerably hot, certainly much too hot for the likes of us. An expanding universe resolved much of this at a stroke. Hubble was a much better observer than a thinker, and didn't immediately appreciate the full implications of what he had found. Partly this was because he was woefully ignorant of Einstein's general theory of relativity. This was quite remarkable because, for one thing, Einstein and his theory were world-famous by now. Moreover, in 1929, Albert Michelson, now in his twilight years but still one of the world's most alert and esteemed scientists, accepted a position at Mount Wilson to measure the velocity of light with his trusty interferometer, and must surely have at least mentioned to him the applicability of Einstein's theory to his own findings.